So here's a question I've been thinking about lately. Where exactly are you sending all that traffic you're working so hard to generate? You post on social media, you send emails, maybe you're running ads, creating content everywhere. But then what? Where do all those people actually land?
Right. And that's the thing most entrepreneurs overlook. They're building traffic, sometimes really good traffic, but they're sending people to this fragmented mess. Your website's in one place, your community platform somewhere else, courses on another tool, CRM somewhere different. It's like inviting someone to your house, but making them walk through 5 different doors just to get inside.
Exactly. And every one of those handoffs is a chance for someone to just bounce. So to everyone listening, think about your own setup right now. How many different places are you asking people to interact with you?
Yeah, and the crazy part is, most of us didn't plan it that way. We just kept adding tools as we grew. One for email, one for courses, another for community. Before you know it, you're paying for 10 subscriptions, sometimes $500 to $1,000 a month, and nothing talks to each other.
Which brings us to this idea that's really gaining momentum, the hub-centric business model. Instead of all these scattered tools, you're building one central digital headquarters. Everything lives under one roof.
Think of it as your branded ecosystem. Your content, community, customer relationships, education, offers, events, marketing automation, they all integrate into a single destination that you own and control.
And I want to be clear here. Social media and email and funnels don't disappear. They're still valuable for discovery and traffic, but they lead people toward your hub, toward something you actually own.
Exactly. Social media becomes the megaphone, and your hub becomes the home. You're no longer building someone else's platform. Every visitor who comes in strengthens your ecosystem, becomes a lead, maybe a customer, a community member, even a long-term advocate.
So we've established why a hub makes sense. But here's where people usually get stuck, the technical side. A lot of entrepreneurs here build your own digital headquarters and immediately think, I can't code, I can't design, I'd need to hire a developer or an agency.
Right. And that's been the biggest barrier for years. But now, we're seeing AI-powered creation engines that let you describe what you want instead of building it manually. You just say, I want a hub for affiliate marketers, or I want a coaching community, and the AI helps bring it to life.
That's huge. So professional results without needing technical skills, developers, or months of learning?
Absolutely. These systems use advanced AI technology to help entrepreneurs design pages, structure communities, organize courses, build funnels. If you can describe your vision, the AI transforms it into reality.
And you're not stuck with cookie-cutter templates either, right? You can actually customize everything to your brand and niche.
Yeah, there are ready-made templates across tons of industries. Coaching, consulting, e-commerce, health and wellness, content creation. But you start with that proven framework and then make it uniquely yours. No generic-looking sites. I actually tried building a site manually once, spent 3 weeks wrestling with code, and it still looked like it was built in 1999.
Yeah, we've all been there. That point about AI-powered customization sets up our next piece, how these ecosystems actually integrate everything. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Cashwell Forever. Cashwell Forever introduces the hub-centric business model, helping entrepreneurs, creators, and coaches build one branded digital headquarters where content, community, courses, memberships, CRM, funnels, events, and marketing automation come together. With the eStage ecosystem and its AI-powered Genesis engine, you can build professional hubs without coding or advanced technical skills. Learn more at cashwellforever.com and get on the priority access list to be the first to register for the launch webinar to learn how to acquire your own digital ecosystem.
Picking up on AI-powered integration, how do these unified ecosystems actually handle all those moving parts? Community, CRM, courses, funnels, without everything breaking?
Great question. These platforms are built from the ground up to support the hub model. So instead of juggling multiple specialized tools, everything's unified. Your CRM tracks every lead, transaction, customer, and conversation in one visual dashboard. Your community platform lets you create private or public spaces with one click. Courses, blogs, live streaming, affiliate programs, all operating inside one connected system.
Interesting. I mean, that solves the fragmentation problem. And you mentioned infrastructure. How reliable are we talking?
Enterprise grade. These hubs run on cloud technology, often AWS-powered infrastructure, designed for performance, reliability, and scalability. Fast page loads, mobile responsiveness, security, it's all built in.
Okay, so let's talk strategy for a second. There's this concept called Mission 1000. What's that about?
Mission 1000 is built around one powerful idea. You don't need a million followers. You need 1,000 true fans. People who know you, trust you, learn from you, engage with your community, purchase your products and services, and share your mission.
So quality over quantity. 1,000 engaged people inside an ecosystem you own versus chasing follower counts on rented platforms.
Exactly. And when you own the platform, you own the audience, the data, the relationships. There's no risk of being deplatformed or losing access. You're building a digital asset. You're building something that lasts.
I actually had a moment like this a couple years ago. I'd built this decent following on a platform, and then the algorithm changed overnight. My reach tanked. That's when I realized I was building on someone else's land.
We've all been there. And that's why digital sovereignty matters. When you control the platform, you control the experience.
Now, some of these ecosystems also offer premium expansion options, right? Like mobile apps or community growth features?
Definitely. You can add a white label mobile app so your community has its own branded app on iPhone and Android. Members get notifications, participate in discussions, stay engaged daily. The platform becomes something they interact with throughout their day.
That's smart. So stepping back, who's this model really for? Just affiliate marketers or broader than that?
Way broader. Coaches, consultants, content creators, influencers, agencies, membership owners, bloggers, local businesses, e-commerce operations. Really, any entrepreneur who wants to build a destination instead of just collecting clicks and followers.
And pricing-wise, what are we looking at? Because replacing 10 subscriptions could save serious money.
It varies. The full-featured hub platforms that unify everything, community, CRM, courses, marketing automation, typically run from around $200 monthly up to higher tiers for advanced features. When you're replacing services that collectively cost $500 to $1,000 monthly, the savings add up fast. Plus, many offer a 14-day free trial.
So you can test it out. See if it fits your business.
Exactly.
Here's the big picture question. Why is a hub better than just using funnels? Funnels work, right?
Funnels absolutely work for generating leads and sales. But a hub creates an ecosystem that encourages ongoing engagement, relationships, recurring revenue, and long-term growth. Funnels are transactional. Hubs are relational.
I see. Go on.
So you're moving from one-time transactions to building a community that sticks around. And that community becomes your most valuable asset. Those are the people who refer others, who buy multiple products, who become advocates for your brand.
Makes sense. So for anyone listening who's thinking, okay, this sounds interesting, but where do I even start? What's the first step?
Start by asking, where am I sending people right now? Map out your current customer path. If it's fragmented, that's your clue. Then, look at what a hub could look like for your niche. Most platforms offer templates and trials, so you can experiment without commitment.
And remember, the entrepreneurs who thrive in the years ahead will create destinations. They'll architect ecosystems. One brand, one destination, one connected experience.